Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
Well, we are just going to have a short presentation on something that God is speaking to us about, and that is relaunching the vision of Kingdom Faith Southwest, and actually of the Church of Jesus Christ. And God gave me this vision of an empty picture frame. I don't know if you remember, some of you have heard this before. And he said, what do you see? And I actually replied, well, what do you want me to see, Lord? Because I've learnt that if ever God asks you a question, it's always good if he answers. When Ezekiel was asked, can these bones live? He replied, only you know, Lord. So basically, if you want them to, they definitely will. And so we are wanting to see God's vision for us individually as believers, but also as a church, as a local church, that we are running with his vision for our lives. And vision has power to transform what you do in life and how you live. And we need to do life on purpose. We need to live on purpose. We need to be understanding the times and the seasons, understanding the life we've been given, understanding the salvation we've been given, and then live life on purpose. And God's vision actually gives us that purpose to run with. And whenever we see his vision, it actually gives us, there's an anointing on the vision that God has for you and for us as a church, and it enables us to run supernaturally into what he has called us to. And our time ahead is going to be greater than anything we've seen yet. Because God always does greater things still. And so that's our expectation, that the future is going to be more powerful, see more of the release of God, more souls saved, and more of his destiny for us personally and as a church. And so God gave us this vision. And of course, the original vision of the church is round the side of this frame, a people who believe and live in the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ. We had some victory on Wednesday night. People were healed. There were some answers to prayer. We believe in victory. We don't believe in defeat. We believe that Jesus rose again for people to win. I already like the vision. Through the enabling power, it's not our own power, but it's his power of his word and his spirit being trained and equipped for service. That is, God is always wanting to train and equip you through the church, through the fivefold ministry gifts in the church and through the whole body, and going into all the world and making disciples of all people. That is the vision that we have. And God gave us these different points, lovers of God, lovers of people. And we're preaching on every kind of blue, you can see blue writing there. Every week we're going to take one of these subjects, and we believe by preaching the will of God, we're going to bring us as a church back into a wholehearted vision of what's on God's heart for us and for the world today. Today, we are speaking on winning people to Christ. So the next slide, we're going to speak today on winning people to Christ. Now that would include children as well as adults. Every person in this room who is a believer is called to win people to Christ. Now I like the word that begins this kind of statement this morning. It's winning. Already it's a positive thing. That the actually goal is the most positive thing you could do with your life. But winning is already a good vision. I counsel you to have that in your heart, even at the beginning, to accept that that is what God has called you to do, to be a winner of people to God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's look at what Jesus says about winning people to Christ. We're going to look at Luke chapter 15. And this morning, you probably won't understand that, because I hope you can see a Bible written in your language. But today, because there are two Chinese girls getting baptized, we thought we'd give them the word in their language. So they can read So there's Chinese going out, there's Portuguese going out, and there's English going out today. We're growing. Amen. How exciting is that? I don't, if you can interpret that, maybe God's calling you to China. Because that's a remarkable language. But it is the word of God that's more remarkable. Let's look at Luke chapter 15. And read about what Jesus says about winning people to Christ. Now the tax collectors, verse 1 of chapter 15 of Luke's gospel. The tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man can welcome sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven. I love that, more rejoicing. So already there's rejoicing. But there's going to be more. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Now, Jesus is speaking to a different crowd, a mixed crowd. Some of them have come because they really want to hear him. Others have come because they want to pick fault. So in the same crowd, there are different kinds of people. And there may even be today different kinds of people in this crowd. Jesus knows every heart. And Jesus gives this illustration about a lost sheep wandering off away from the shepherd and how he leaves the whole kind of flock of sheep in order to go out to find one. This tells us, if I could have the next slide, that Jesus values lost sinners so much, he actively goes out to bring them back to God. It means he places value on those who are not yet saved, on those who do not yet believe. And the value doesn't just get him into the prayer closet, although it did. He didn't just pray about it. He actively left his comfort zone. He left the people or the flock he was familiar with. And he even left the kind of terrain he would call home to go out to reach the lost. And actually, Jesus left his home territory, which is heaven. And he came to earth to find you and me. We were once lost sheep. But he, through his church, through the body of Christ, has reached us today. And where there is great rejoicing in our hearts always for that, that Jesus has found us. Can I have the next? If you value them, God is saying really through this parable, and to us today, if you value them as I do, you will go out for them. So if we are to value what he values, if we are to have a vision for what he has a vision for, then it's going to affect what we do for the lost. And what we actually leave in order to go and find. Yeah, very simple parable, very simple story. Now, Jesus, when he speaks about lost sheep, he's actually talking about sinners. And the Pharisees and the critical people, the crowd there that were critical, actually didn't want to associate with sinners. Actually saw themselves as superior. Jesus does never, ever say they are not sinners. He says they actually need to repent. But unless we go out to get them, they won't come into the kingdom. And so he is saying to his church, really, to us today, that we are to have this view, this vision for the lost who are currently in sin. But Jesus has already paid for every sin on the cross. He's already paid the price for every lost sheep to come back to God through faith in Jesus Christ. So, they are in the wrong place. If a sheep has wandered off away from the flock, away from the territory the shepherd has chosen for the sheep, because you do understand, and maybe you don't, but every human being has a Lord. Because you're either under the lordship of Jesus, or you're under the lordship or the God of evil, which is Satan. Every person is either in God's kingdom or the enemy's kingdom. And faith in Jesus can bring you out of God's kingdom, out of the enemy's kingdom into God's kingdom. But everyone has a master beyond yourself. You might think you're in charge, but actually the word of God says very clearly, everyone is either moved by the God of this world, Satan, or is a son of obedience, which is a son of God through faith, and has a new heart and a new spirit. So they are in the wrong place, alone and in danger, because they're not under the King of Heaven, who is a King of Love. God, Jesus, is the King of Love. That great song, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." That is the truth that will set us free and make us run to the Savior as the only one who really can save. So they're headed for destruction. Now, I don't know if you can see clearly. This guy is listening to music. Latest download. Going through life thinking life's a breeze. Life's fine. But the word of God tells us that unless people repent or turn to Jesus Christ, they will inevitably go over the edge, which is go to destruction or eternal damnation. And Jesus has come to rescue that man from destruction by sending us to that person, as an illustration. We have this incredible vision for the world, for those who are not yet saved. And that is, we have a message and we have a goal to go out into all the world and bring people to Jesus Christ. Because they may look happy. They may like the tunes they're listening to. They may be all together, business people, rich, intelligent. They may have life taped up, or they may say they don't need God. But God says they really do need Jesus. And every human being, child or adult, needs Jesus so they don't go to eternal destruction. There's a clear vision for us to go out to win people to Christ. Rather than just church growth, we're talking about saving people from hell. Although the church does grow. And that's God's vision too. So looking for somebody, what do we need to do? Well, we need to go out and look for somebody. Like Jesus left the 99 to go and find the one. Can I have the next slide, please? Jesus left the 99. Is there not one in the middle? Is there not one of... Is that the next slide, Cassie, or is it me? Have I gone wrong? Okay. That's a good picture. I wasn't expecting it. But that's okay. Jesus left the 99 to look for treasure. And actually, it's a treasure hunt. When you go out to look for people, you're going out to look for treasure. And like, there we go, you're panning for gold. There we go, I thought that was next, but maybe it wasn't. So the first thing is to go out and find somebody. How long will this take? The question is, how long will it take to find treasure, which is one life for Jesus? Let me tell you, it's just one God is calling you to win. And then when you've won one, go find another one. And then when you've got another one, go and find another one. Because it's by once. It's by once. Jesus went out for the one. How exciting. So God's got one for me. And he's got one for you if you'll go looking. And looking for treasure. How long will it take? Well, until you find. So just imagine the shepherd going out saying, okay, where is this sheep? Right. Hang on, he's not here. And like children do when parents say go and find something, they go back, I couldn't find it. Don't they? Don't you? When you've lost your keys, you start to scream at anybody else in that. Has anybody seen my keys? Well, look until you find. And so it might take a day. It might take a week. It might take a month. It might take longer. But go until you find. This is very good. Simple stuff. Okay, next question. What will it take? What will it take to win them? Now, Jesus, when he had the sinners around him listening to him, the criticism against him was that he welcomed them and he ate with them. I believe this is a huge key for soul winning. Food and hospitality. It's not rocket science, is it? It's welcoming. It's having an attitude to say, hey, guys, I want to be with you because I want you to hear Jesus. Not I want to be with you so I can show you I'm just like you, because you're not. You're like Jesus, not like a sinner. You're a new person in Christ. But I'm here to welcome you and spend time and actually meals. If you have a meal with somebody, you spend a bit more than a 5-minute conversation. And it costs you. You plan what you eat. You go and shop. You use money to pay for the food, hopefully. You come back and you spend at least an hour preparing. Then you welcome them, have a meal, and talk about Jesus. Sorry to just make it very plain, but this is Jesus' way of winning. And if we're going to win people, often the door that opens people's heart is relationship. Is that they see you are happy and love to have them in your home. The location of May and Julie's salvation was, it was such a privilege, was in our home. And we had at least, I think, 5 meals with you. And actually, we're gutted you're going to London. Because we can't have them round again for a while. Because it's fantastic. We love these girls. And actually, the way you show reality relationally with the world is the way Jesus did. He welcomed them and he ate with them. And actually, it'll take team sometimes. You team up with another person or you team up with people in the church that are working with the lost. You're more confident when you're working with others. I'm more confident when I've got somebody with me so that we can share the load of hospitality, talking, sharing the good news. But it will always take them hearing the gospel. Nobody can be found or come back to God without hearing what Jesus has done on the cross and the resurrection. Okay? Next slide, please. We're moving through this fast. Stay with me. Relocation, relocation. Has anybody seen that program? If you haven't, it doesn't matter. Jesus, when he found the sheep, he put the sheep on his shoulders. So therefore, soul winning isn't just about preaching or eating food. It's about relocating the person out of their environment and relational base. Hello? Jesus put the sheep on his shoulder. He went back home. He relocated that person into a new relationship dimension where that person is now with other believers. It doesn't mean they leave their family, but it does mean they begin to hook up with believers and have friends who are saved and are in a church where they can hear the word of God be built up and strengthened and discipled. I find it fascinating that Jesus says relocate if you're going to soul win. And his way should be our way. His vision isn't just to leave them once you've witnessed to them and once they've responded to Jesus, but to actually take on the responsibility to bring them to church, to pick them up on a Sunday morning, to plan to bring them to a party where other Christians are. And you're going to be amongst celebrating in a holy fashion how life is great with Jesus. Because new believers need to see the reality of us enjoying being saved. So it's relocation, relocation. Then finally, I've nearly finished. There's an outbreak, Jesus says, when somebody finds the one sheep, comes back, he tells his family, he tells the community, and Jesus says, the church get happy. You know there's a joy when somebody gets saved. Last Sunday there was somebody who received Christ here, and there was a joy for those who'd heard it. There's a joy here when anybody comes to Christ. And there's an outbreak of joy in heaven. So all I see is a joy, 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 joy. So soul winning equals joy, 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 joy. In every dimension, here and in heaven. The day you gave your lives to Jesus, we were so happy. But heaven partied. Heaven celebrated. And we celebrate today that this is the goal Jesus has for us. To save people from destruction and to bring them into relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are winners of people to Christ. That is our vision. It will never change. That is our vision as the body of Christ. And today, all I pray is you've received something fresh in your heart to go out and find one and bring them to Jesus Christ and into a relocated life that is absolutely different to the one they used to live. Because if you're born again, you're given a new life and you actually live completely different than the world. Praise God. So let's stand together.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823-664-186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.